Chodesh Tov, today is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, so the 30th of Sivan, and it's Kedai, seeing as it's Rosh Chodesh, to review some of the pertinent halachot. I want to look today at the halachot of saying Yalev Yavo in Birkat HaMazon. This is dealt with in Orach Chaim, seeing Taf Kaf Dalet. We do say Yalev Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, it's in all the Birkonim and in the Sidurim, we say it in Birkat HaMazon as well as in the Tefillah. If one forgets Yalev Yavo, then one doesn't have to repeat Birkat HaMazon. This is different to Shabbat and Yom Tov. Shabbat and Yom Tov, if you forget to say Ma'ein HaMa'ora in Birkat HaMazon, you forget Ritzei on Shabbat or Yalev Yavo on Yom Tov, you have to repeat the benching. Whereas on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you don't have to repeat the benching. Why not? Why have we got this difference? So the answer is that on Shabbat and Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv to have a seudah. You have to eat bread on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Therefore, you have to say Birkat HaMazon on Shabbat and Yom Tov. And if you didn't say Birkat HaMazon on Shabbat and Yom Tov, then you have to repeat it. Whereas on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, there's no chiyuv to eat bread. If you want, you can have no seudah at all. You're not allowed to fast, and you have to supposed to have some sort of seudah, but it doesn't necessarily need to have bread as part of it. So you can go the whole day min hadin without any problem, without saying Yalev Yavo, and that's entirely correct. So therefore, if you eat bread and don't say Yalev Yavo, you're no worse off than if you hadn't eaten bread at all. And therefore, if you miss Yalev Yavo, you don't have to repeat benching. However, there's a special din that if you realize after the third bracha of Birkat HaMazon, just after you said Bonei Bracham Av Yerushalayim, oh, I was supposed to have said Yalev Yavo, and you haven't yet started the fourth bracha of Hakel Avinu Malkinu Adireinu Boreinu. So then there's a compensatory bracha that one inserts at this point in Birkat HaMazon. You say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shenatan Roshei Chodashim Lamo Yisrael Lezikaron. So in actual fact, there's a machloket in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simkuf Peichet, so an uncertainty as to whether or not one says Shem Malchut in that bracha, because there isn't a chiyuv to eat the suda in any event. But the way that certainly Ashkenazim Paskin is that one does say it with Shem Malchut. So that's if you remember before you start the fourth bracha. Big question that often comes up is a person, second day Rosh Chodesh, or if it's just a one day Rosh Chodesh, they start eating their meal whilst it's still Rosh Chodesh, but by the time to come to benching, it's already nighttime. So that's unlikely to happen tomorrow. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz in the summer, that's where nightfall is nearly 10:30. So most people have probably finished eating dinner well before then. But in the spring and the autumn, certainly very possible. You start when it's Rosh Chodesh, but when you come to benching, it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. Do you say Yalev Yavo or not? So the Mishnah Brura paskens that you do say Yalev Yavo, because we go after the Hatchalat HaSeudah. We follow the beginning of the meal, and the beginning of the meal was on Rosh Chodesh. So that's what we're interested in, and you say Yalev Yavo. But there's an interesting Bi'ur Halacha in Siman Kuf Peichet at the end, where what if in that case you started your meal when it was still Rosh Chodesh, you benched after it was Rosh Chodesh, so you're supposed to say Yalev Yavo, but you forgot. But you remembered before you started the fourth bracha, should you say the compensatory bracha or not? So in that case, the Bi'ur Halacha says you should say it, but without Shem and Malchut. So you should just say Baruch Ata Shiratan Rashi Chodashim Lamo Yisrael Lizikaron. You don't say the Shem Malchut or Baruch Ata Melech HaOlam. Okay, what if it's the other way round? Sorry, even in the case where you started your meal second day Rosh Chodesh, you ate your meal Mibod Yom, but you've already daven Maariv. So tomorrow afternoon you come to Shul for Mincha Maariv at 7:30. You daven Mincha with Yalev Yavo for Rosh Chodesh. You daven Maariv without Yalev Yavo because it's a Maariv, not for Rosh Chodesh. And then you eat your Suda when you get home. So it's light out. Technically speaking, it's still Rosh Chodesh. You've davened Maariv as if it's not Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishnah Brura brings down the name of the Magen Avraham, that in that case one shouldn't say Yalev Yafo, because you've effectively ended Rosh Chodesh. What happens if things are the other way round? On Erev Rosh Chodesh, you started your meal whilst it was still daytime, still the 29th of the month. But by the time you got to benching, it was nighttime. Now it's Rosh Chodesh. You started your meal when it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. So do you say Yalev Yafo or not? So the Mishnah Brura in Simon Kuf Pechetz, if Katan Lam and Gimel says that, because it's Rosh Chodesh, then in that case you would say Yalev Yafo as well. Ad Kan.